Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 499th Blog Talk Radio show. I'm thinking we should probably be doing,
our
500th after the Olympics. So,
that's
the next
right.
Week will be the Olympics. So our 500th should
that
be.
That gives us plenty of time to party, plan a party, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, well, you can find us. Yeah, we should have some kind of party. So be sure to check us out on Twitter and on Facebook, and you can also find us on iTunes. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch. And we have Anna here. Hi, Anna.
Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter and Instagram.
And we have...
I always forget about that.
And we have a Diva Carrie.
Hello, I'm at Diva Abdul.
And we have Jen with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK.
And also check out on Twitter at our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They are also on Facebook. And check out at Teo Penglis. And at Lauren Coslow, and at Kiltrip USA, who is in Buchanan. So, did everybody get to see some of the show, or all the show, or was it a shortened week?
Yeah, most of it.
I saw all of it.
I didn't get to see. I was getting towards the end of Wednesday's show, and I haven't seen Thursday's. That was the end of the week. I know, just four episodes, but no. So I don't know whatever the pre-Olympic. Cliffhangers might have been. You guys will have to fill me in because I have not seen that.
Well, actually, speaking of the cliffhangers, that's interesting because somebody had asked about that wasn't much of a cliffhanger, but then Ron came on or something and said, well, the reason they didn't have a pre-Olympic cliffhanger because at the time they didn't know if the Olympics would be held or not, I guess. So they didn't plan anything or something. So we'll probably see that cliffhanger later or whatever. So I guess it kind of wasn't really or exactly when it was going to be. So that's how kind of how he explained that. I saw that. I think it was on Twitter or something because he sends out tweets on Twitter. I saw something about that. So I know last week we were talking about the whole Nancy and Greg Craig thing. How we're not happy with that. So they went more into it. Yeah, they went more into the storyline this week with blaming things to Nancy. They were actually out on the square. He kept saying he wanted to go in and, you know, have a private conversation, but she kept going on and on. But finally they did go, and they just had this whole emotional conversation between the two of them, which was done very well. I mean, they actually could feel their pain. I don't know if anybody's with
Well, she was ready to start the forgiveness process. She said, I know why you wanted me to meet here. You want to tell me that thing is over and you want to. Yeah, that was heartbreaking.
Right. Yeah, and when he told her, even if she was like he would have been bisexual or whatever, and he's like, no, he's in love, he's gay. You know, all of a sudden he's gay. So, would anybody have any thoughts on that or how they're doing it? Do you think they're going to do it right?
Does Days ever do anything? No, I'm going to bite my tongue on that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They do some things well. I'm not saying they don't, but. Let's just say I have a healthy skepticism. but I did love, Patrika Darbo, that's her name, right? She did a great job. And I loved how the chowder ended up on his crotch.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so for a minute, like when they were at the pub before all that happened that you just described, when they were at the pub and she kept landing these little puns that were unintentional, you know, like straight, she mentioned the word straight at one point and there were these others, you're just like the best husband, blah, 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 you know, like that kind of stuff. So, of course, making it worse for Craig in a way. There was a split second there where I thought that slimy Leo might have already gotten to her and filled her in, and she was just going to be sticking it to him as much as she could. But then later, as the episode, as the week progressed, I realized, no, she's really upset. She really didn't know. So,
yeah,
so I
really
did have
know.
That thought
was...
for a moment. I really was like, does she know, and she's making him stew over it and going to really, like, you know. But mm-hmm. but no, she just she obviously didn't know. But it's just so heartbreaking. Like
yeah.
like
yeah.
talk about a door. Like if you want, if you were even in the mood to have the door open, to have that door shut in your slammed in your face, like yeah, not happening. And then to think, oh, so our marriage was a lie. No, I loved you. Well,
exactly.
Okay, but you were still living a lie
for 35
the whole time.
Years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
okay.
like.
Yeah.
So did anybody? Go ahead.
I like ahead, how Jen. He didn't even get any sympathy from Roman. Roman's like bathroom that way.
yeah. I loved it.
Bathroom
and of
that way. Yeah.
Said that
yeah.
about how Roman really does have a big heart, and she's like, you know, he's so direct.
yeah.
Carrie, what did you think? Or how do you?
Oh. I just thought it was 1,000 times worse than I thought it was going to be. I was dreading this story. I thought it was going to be terrible, and it's a lot worse than I thought.
Yep.
It's,
mm-hmm. Yep.
It's so,
what's that saying something?
yeah, because basically their marriage was a lie pretty much from the beginning, and, yeah, it's just, devastating.
Well, yeah, when he goes back to saying, well, especially when he says he was sleeping with men before he married her in college and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like you didn't know, no. you knew what you liked, you know. And
yeah.
Just, I don't know. Okay, so.
Which is,
on the
which is
topic,
a sad
a
thing when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Which is
well,
a
what
sad
say
thing,
is,
like that men have to had to do that. I know it's more open now, but with our society and how we look down on that, if that wasn't mm-hmm. the case, that would have saved a lot of problems because this happens all the time.
Sure.
With men coming, you know,
yeah.
you know, marrying,
yeah.
And
yeah.
because they were taught that that's not right, that they shouldn't have those feelings,
mm-hmm.
and they kept it, and then told
mm-hmm.
it just they can't take it any stand it anymore. And it's sad, like, all around, because not only you hurt yourself, you hurt the woman that you got married to. I just, I don't know. That's part
yeah.
of it. But
did,
I do hate what they did.
Did anybody want to smack him, though, when he looked so
yep.
happy? Oh, my gosh. I wanted her to punch his lights out. like it was
yeah.
so happy now, you know? Like, I mean, I do understand. I mean, there are definitely, and there's, both ways on that. There are women that have the same situation. Maybe it wasn't quite as
oh, women
heavy,
do the
but
same
kind
thing.
Of was.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
you know, I still think that was just like, you know, he's happy. Like, I mean, yeah, he feels bad for her, but it's almost like he's already moved on emotionally. And she's left like, oh, now I've got to deal with all this crap you just dropped in my lap. No pun intended. But like, you know, but we've been together all these years and there was never like any idea or any hint of any of this. And so like, you know, that just has to be so hard when somebody has lied to themselves
right.
so convincingly that they're able to lie to this person that they do truly love. But, okay. So before I forget, I got to mention this. Does anybody see this weird parallel though, with what's going on with Tripp and Chanel and Allie? Because it hit me. I was like, okay, so Roman's like, well, don't rush into anything and all, you know, with Tripp. And then he's like, you know, these kids were let loose a lot earlier than they should have been, you know, because Sammy was busy focusing on Egypt, which I thought was hilarious. But,
yep.
I mean, but then, I mean, like, he was a great father, right? Ha ha, no, I'm just kidding. But not to trash Roman, because, of course, we love Roman. But, yeah, but it hit me because I thought, I really do feel like Allie loves Trip. I really do. I mean, I really feel like she's not faking it or anything. But she has this big secret that she did not share with Trip. She's not told him what happened. So even though I do think she really loves him, it's kind of like I just couldn't help but see sort of like the parallel. Maybe not that she's actually gay like Craig is, but there's just something there. I don't know. It just all of a sudden.
Oh, she definitely has feelings for Chanel. She could be bi.
Well, yeah, of course.
But,
of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But I don't think Allie knows herself.
Like
she's like Will.
But like, right. But, like, I guess what I'm saying is she really does look at Trip like she really does love him and loves the relationship he has with her son and all this stuff. But she's kept this big secret. Like, I mean, not the same as the relationships Craig was having in college, but, like, she's kept this secret from him. And it's like, are they going to get to the altar and then somebody spills the beans? Or like, what, you know, like, of course, like, everybody that goes to the altar and say what it seems like. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, I just thought it was interesting because part of the hurt here is that not just that he was unfaithful, but that he was clearly involved with men before he married her. And so it's like, okay, you should have given, like, she said something like, yeah, and you didn't think you could mention that to me at the time? I mean, like, don't you think that would have been good information for me to have, you know? So I just thought, oh, they're kind of, it's very subtle, and maybe I'm crazy for seeing it, but I definitely think while they're completely different situations in a way, there is a little bit of a parallel in terms of same-sex attraction and then not telling your companion, fiancé, future husband.
But don't you think Trip kind of suspects it anyway? I mean, he's heard about it.
I think
he's known they kissed.
He
knows there's feelings there.
Well,
and I think he knows now because
he
overheard.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Not a secret anymore.
I didn't see that part. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part. Okay, I got you. Okay.
But that, yeah.
Well, then that's different. Yeah. Maybe that's different then.
But she's not telling
him.
No, he's,
he figured
it's not
it
like
out.
It's,
okay.
But she's still keeping it. But she's keeping a secret for him, definitely. She didn't tell him that she slept with Chanel.
Right.
But he overhears them talking. So now he knows. But I think he always suspected something, or he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he had an inkling because that had come out.
But
they still have that storyline going, though. The whole straight versus gay.
But it's still a
in there.
But it's still kind of like there's a theme there.
It's similar.
An underlying theme there that I think is kind of interesting about being honest with the other person regardless of what, you know.
It's like Will and Gabby.
That's true.
And Will didn't know.
Kind of.
Slept with
Will
Gabby.
Yeah, but I even think that's in a different category in a way because he hadn't been sleeping with the opposite sex before that happened. I think he realized, this isn't my thing, right? I mean, he knew he had feelings for men or boys or whatever because he was barely, you know, he was 18 or something. But I still think that's a little bit of a different category. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Craig was having a – no pun intended, a gay old time in college. Sorry, that was an unintentional pun. And Lord knows I have my share of intentional puns in life. But that was actually came to my mind, and I was like, oh, wait, that's really not what I meant. But anyway, but, like, the fact that he was looping it up with men and then marries her and doesn't say anything about it. The other thing that I wanted to mention is, who all felt, now we know Ron is gay and we know he's writing this, and maybe not the Daily Script, but he's writing the show.
Mm-hmm.
But was this like an inside joke or would this almost be, I don't even want to sound overly sensitive with like, you know, offense because I think people get offended way too easily these days. But I was kind of surprised when Chloe was like, well, yeah, and I thought he was just a great dad because he like, you know, he liked guy things, but he also liked opera, and he would talk to me about musicals.
Oh,
you
know,
like,
I know.
I thought,
when Chloe said that.
Yes. I thought that was a little bit on the bigoted, like, I mean, again, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know that anybody would be offended by it.
I'm surprised Ron even went with that.
If somebody did that with race, like, you know, white or black or whatever, you know, like, so-and-so like this or whatever, it would be really offensive. So
yeah,
I thought
stereotype.
It was really kind of an,
yeah.
I would think it was kind of an interesting choice. I personally was offended.
It, yeah,
you know,
I went,
because I'm not, you know, in that situation. But, like, I just thought, well, yeah, that's probably true in a lot of cases, but there are also a lot of men who are gay that don't like that
straight
stuff.
Men that
so,
like
I mean,
that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
A lot of gay
and
men
straight,
are
right,
like that.
Straight.
But a lot of straight
of,
men
like
the
said,
same thing.
A lot
thing.
Of straight men do. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was just like a stereotype that maybe there's some truth to it, but at the same time, I was just kind of like, it was almost funny to me, but then it was like almost like, whoa, I didn't think they would go there. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious,
yeah, I had the
I'm
same reaction.
Like, did Soap Twitter have any kind of reaction to that, or did they just let that? Like, I was just curious if anybody talked about that.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
Okay.
Carrie
I was
saw
just
anything. Sometimes I miss stuff. She picks up stuff. But
I just thought that was kind of like almost a trope. Like, almost like, well, you said like a stereotype, yeah. But, you know, I mean, my dad was into Barbra Streisand, and, you know, he liked Barbra Streisand. I mean, I know that's a big thing, but, you know, I just, I don't know. But, yeah, it just was an interesting comment. I don't know. But
I think we all agree we hate what they did to Nancy and Craig, you know.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And, the other thing is when we find out, which we don't know yet, but because of rumors and spoilers, that it's Leo Stark. I mean, really? Would Craig fall for somebody like that? And of all people, that just to me doesn't make sense.
Instead of a scam?
Right.
Instead of a scam letter?
Yes. Unless they're trying to redeem Leo and he's changed. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to see a different
Leo.
Almost means, I don't
seem
know.
Like he was a target, like he targeted him somehow. I don't know.
And how did he meet him? And this came out of the blue. And, like, Carrie and I were talking about, like, these are characters. They didn't show any flashbacks. So we know because we've been watching the show, but there's a lot of people that came in within the last 5 years, 10 years, that don't know the history of them.
Right.
So it doesn't really mean anything to them. So who?
Yeah.
Well, and it's like there's no history. It was so rushed and forced.
Yeah, but we did get a little history this week, the way Roman treated them when they first came in the pub.
Yeah.
Roman
laid into
that
them.
History.
Yeah,
about Carrie.
He's
when
like
they
the
first,
only
yeah, and they
one.
Were not nice people when they first came.
Yeah.
They were scheming at the hospital.
Roman's like the only one who remembers history. Like, he remembers what Ava did. It's like, everyone else seems to forget it.
They did put
it,
that
like.
History in. Yeah. So, but anyway, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here and what happens with Nancy and things that are out there. So, but they did give really good performances, made you feel their pain, especially Nancy. When she was crying at the end there.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling any pain from, what's his name?
Craig.
No.
But she caught him with a chowder. That was, you know,
yeah,
and hot.
Well, was,
there, oh, it's hot. Yeah, and it was
yeah,
supposed to be
like,
really
like
hot.
It
was, you know,
worse. Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. So that was them. And so while you were talking about Tripp and going back to Tripp and Allie, he wants to ask Allie to marry him. Now, that's, of course, why he went the Roman, because Lucas and Sammy aren't available to go to, so he kind of went the Roman, and Roman was kind of giving him advice there.
Hey, don't rush
so,
into
and then,
anything.
Yeah. And then he was went and told his mother, Ava, and she came out and gave him an engagement ring, she said, was her grandmother's. So that kind of was their little thing there, and we still have Ava and Nicole. Well, Nicole was talking to Allie, and she more or less told Allie that she suspects that Ava was the one that set up Rafe. But then she doesn't want him to tell her to tell Trip, so I don't know where all that's going. So I just wish it's over. Do you think this has been going on a long time, this whole
too long.
Ava scheme with... So there's the mm-hmm. thing, they're dragging that out, and the whole thing with Nancy mm-hmm. and... That was just so quick. They come into town.
Yeah,
boom,
that was
boom,
all
boom,
of a sudden. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all of a sudden, you know. And a lot of people don't even know, oh,
and
Chloe's
actually,
parents saw them for the first time. Like my aunt, she came in, she knew. She didn't know who these people were.
Oh, yeah.
I had to explain the whole thing to her. She's like,
now,
you know,
and Chloe
lost.
Mentioned that since she was 15, I'd forgotten. Now, they adopted her, is that right?
No, Nancy was supposed to give her up as a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're,
so they
it's, she's their child. Yeah,
okay,
she
okay.
was
well,
adopted by Lane.
That,
I guess that's her name's Chloe Lane.
Okay.
She was adopted
by
somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then she
I
found
didn't,
that
wasn't
those
familiar
were her
with
parents.
That part of the story. Okay. Okay.
I don't think Craig's her biological father. Nancy was raped.
Okay.
Oh, okay. 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 I forgot about that. Okay. I thought they were, but you might be right, Jen.
No.
I know you know. You know the history really well.
Nancy thought it was some professor or something, but they did DNA and turned out it was Craig.
Oh,
all
it was
along.
Craig. Okay.
It was Craig? Okay. See, so long ago. Yeah, okay. Right. Oh. Oh, and then we have Abigail. Is that the Mirror Island with Kristen?
Yeah.
So she's there, and she knows Sarah's there, or suspects Sarah's there. And then she finds the eye patch, eye patch, and the driver's license of Steve and Kayla. So she figures they're there. And we do see them. She has them in a room, and she had Steve in a trunk with something on his eye, just a rag or something.
Yeah.
So they're held prisoner there because they were figuring it out. So what's everybody think of Sarah? A little something Kristen's drugging her maybe with the peach pie?
Could be.
She's asking. Remember she kept telling, and then she offered Abigail a piece of peach pie, and she told her you can choke on your peach pie. I think Abigail is afraid to eat anything, I think. I'm just, because there's something going on with Sarah. Because when she's Kristen's not in the room, she acts normal or like she's a captive. But when Kristen comes in, it's like they're sisters or BFFs. Sarah's dancing around. So she's acting like she's not all there. And she's saying these things like she can't, she hopes he is doing well and I have to get back to him. But she doesn't say a name. So there's also speculation out there, is she talking about Xander or is she talking about someone else? And then there are people that are saying, maybe she was pregnant and had a baby. So there's also that's what people are thinking right now out on the thing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Because I don't think it's Xander that she's talking about, this the way they said it. Or you would think she would have said Xander. So we'll have to.
Yeah.
Is definitely not right with Sarah.
Yeah. So. She's drugged or something.
Yeah.
She did a
drugged or mentally. Yeah. What's that?
Yes, I think she was drugged somehow. Or lost it from being held captive.
What?
For some.
Yeah. Jen, what did you? Oh. Going crazy, you mean?
She lost it.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's going on there, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So we heard about Abigail leaving. And it's supposed to be a brutal murder. She's supposed to be stabbed,
I
think.
I really hate that.
I don't know what they mean by a loved one. Is that Kristen? Is she a loved one? I don't know. You'd think it'd be a loved one.
I don't know.
She's her sister-in-law. But.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know coming up, Chad and Tony are supposed to work together to go to find Sarah. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. So
sure.
I don't know. Everybody's going to sound like everybody ends up on the island.
I was going to say, it's kind of like everybody realized, okay, we can't hide people in the basement anymore at the mansion. At least not for a while. Not for 6 or 8 months.
We needed a new place.
We need a new place.
A new old place.
Right.
A new old place.
Oh, boy.
And did you see the couch? It's all torn. It must be a really old, you know, the couch is all ripped. The curtains are a mess. If you look how they have it, it's like, it's very, like an unkept old mansion or wherever they're at.
It looks like the old boying couch almost.
I know. I was thinking about that a little bit. Okay, speaking of sets. So is it just my imagination?
Oh, we were?
The sets, like the couch and stuff and the court and cabin or whatever. So this is a segue. I just jumped right in with a segue. Okay. Am I wrong or is Finn's new place Charlie's old place?
You know, I thought it was where Will was killed.
It looked to me like Charlie's old apartment.
Now that you say that.
And even at the door, the door kind of, I mean, they've changed it a little bit, but the door is still positioned, I think, similarly to where, I don't know. It just like, I kept thinking, where have I seen that set before? Where have I seen that set? And I was like, oh my gosh, that pattern in the back.
It's an old set that's been changed, I'm sure.
I think it was Charlie's place, the place that they used for Charlie. They've just changed they got rid of some of the furniture and stuff.
The entrance and stuff.
Because, Ava was held captive in there for a long time. And I just seem to remember that backdrop, like where that bar is or whatever it is on the back of the wall, that just like was like, and then the position of where the window was in the living room, like I'm pretty sure that's Charlie's old place, but I could be wrong. I just wondered if you guys had noticed that.
I thought it was Wilson's place in Arizona. Is there the kitchen cabinets to me look the same?
Okay. When they showed them when they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Ben and Sierra have a new place, like a two-bedroom, three-bedroom, I don't know, at least two anyway. So they were talking about the nursery.
Yeah.
And then what did you think about the housewarming gift that Julie sent over with Johnny? Mm-hmm. Johnny delivered it. Ben, it was a cross. And it said, God bless our home, and they put it outside the door. It was supposed to be for protection.
Yeah.
So he puts it up, and then Johnny comes, and then all of a sudden it goes, turns upside down. And Ben looks at it, and then Jake comes by, and he says about the cross being upside down. And what did Ben say something about? Oh, it must be top-heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben. so... That's the devil at work.
And it keeps getting turned back around every time.
It keeps getting turned upside down.
All they would have to do is get the cameras. I'm sure there's security cameras in the hallway see if Johnny was standing there when it happened, but whatever. That would be too easy.
And nobody thinks cross that turns upside down by itself, devil.
Yeah.
Because Melina was, do you really think the devil is gone? Come on, dumb people of Salem.
And they are dumb
people.
And
somebody
rock.
Has got to,
well, but
who is going to figure this out?
He did
kind of
look at that.
I think Chanel
creep him out a little bit. Oh, yeah. It did kind of creep
him
out.
Yeah, it did, but
bit.
He still didn't, mention, could the devil still be in Salem?
Well, he didn't want to scare her.
Yeah. I don't know. And there were some scenes.
It kind of annoyed me between
Jolie
and
Johnny.
And it kind of annoyed me that he signed a lease, even though he didn't make the comment that the landlord assured him he could rip it up if his wife wasn't happy about it.
If
that
she
kind of
like
annoyed
it.
Me a little bit.
That
it kind of annoyed
me.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed. I would have been like, just because of that, I hate it.
Yeah.
But he kind of wanted
to
surprise her, too,
sweet.
I guess.
Yeah, he wanted to be so
yeah.
He was trying to be sweet and thoughtful, and I get that. I get it. I get that stuff. Anyway. Okay, and also, did he, like, creepily have, like, not a tie, but some sort of sash or
did he put around
he
her, neck?
Her neck?
Bingo,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, I was
yes,
like,
I thought,
that's
oh.
creepy.
Kind of creepy.
Like, what the heck are they doing? And why didn't anybody
yes.
say anything about it? Like, why didn't he go, oops, and oops, my bad? Or she didn't go, well, what are you doing?
Well, somebody
I
threw that
know.
In, so people like us thought, like you thought of this, thought of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought she'd say something or, like, maybe, like, back away a little bit
mm-hmm.
or make some kind
of give him a
reference.
Look? Give him a look, like,
yes.
what was that or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
I noticed that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
yeah. Funny. So, and Julie and Johnny had some good scenes.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, he came to look for Doug. He went at it. So, but, yeah, I thought maybe Julie would figure it out, but
nope,
she didn't. No. I think Chanel's going to figure it out that it's Johnny. Johnny is the devil, or the devil
yeah,
from Johnny.
Yeah, that's a good point, because he changed so much, like, with a snap of a finger, and it was right
well,
after
Well, she served him. Yeah, she served him with divorce papers, and she wants to take him, you know, for always, you know, all he has.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, we also have the devil, Johnny's trying to break up, he's making
Gabby
trouble for
Jake
and Gabby. So he goes over and pretends to be Jake, talking to Maggie, because he knows, and tricks Gabby going over there. So he knows Gabby's overhearing him say about how once he gets Victor on the Titan board, that, you know, has no intentions of making Gabby in charge of Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie seems a little surprised. So now Gabby overhears this, thinks it's Jake saying it. And at the same time, we really see the real Jake talking to Ava. So that's when we know it was Johnny that was talking to Maggie. So, did anybody like Gabby's coat?
And you knew that he
coat
was
really
to drive
nice.
A wedge. He knew he was going to try to drive
mm-hmm.
a wedge there because, so well,
yeah.
how can you
he tries
him
to,
or something?
Yeah, yeah separate mm-hmm. all the couples.
Yeah.
You know, he messed with Chanel and, you know, Johnny. Course.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think he's going to mess with Chanel and Abby.
So anyway, a little bit of a fashion thing. Anybody like Gabby's coat? It was like a two-tone, like white and tan on one side. I guess nobody noticed.
You know what? I didn't see it enough, I don't think.
You didn't see that?
Didn't
oh, okay.
That. I didn't see it far
enough. I just thought it was different. I really liked it.
Oh. Yeah.
I like her clothes. She always wears clothes so well. Her and Nicole,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And we have Paul, PR is in, you know, in town. Johnny's producer.
Yeah.
He runs into Allie and Chanel. And Chanel innocently, without knowing, you know,
that's my sister.
Slip. Yeah, that's my sister instead of my, yeah. And so he finds out, puts two and two together. And in the meantime, Colleen is trying to get them out of town, take his vacation to Florida. She wants Lonnie to pack, and she wants Chanel. She's trying to keep her away from Ray. And then he comes to see Lonnie. And so, Ronald, you know, that was real hurry,
that part
too.
Yet.
Oh, you
uh-huh.
haven't? Okay. Well, he just came into town, too. And so, you know, you would think
right.
it'd be all this long, drawn out, trying to keep them apart, make sure that she doesn't know. Well, now
uh-huh.
he came and basically told her, you know, I'm your father, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
he's
more or less admitting. Yeah.
What's that?
He more or less admitted. What was that, Jen?
I said somebody actually added 2 and 2 and got 4.
Yeah. It didn't take him long, you know. No. He's got to teach these people in Salem.
right.
So he more or less admitted to being abusive. He said he was drinking and addicted, and you know what I mean. And he got clean, and he's a different man now. He's a different person. He's not that man anymore. He wants to make it up to Lonnie, and of course he never knew about Lonnie, but and she's screaming at him like, "You'll never be my father. Abe's my father," and all that. So, and then Paulina walks in and says, like, to get away from her. Kind of how it. I think that's how it ended on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, kind of like the actor that's playing the part. Yeah, he seems.
Yeah,
I had never
I
seen.
Think
I know he was.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he was on another soap. They said. I don't know. I had never seen him before, but seemed to do fairly decent in their casting. I think.
Yeah.
Lately. With the new things that they. We had some. I don't know. Did you see those scenes, Anna, with Chad and Kate? Kate has scenes with Chad.
I did. Yes.
About,
she was being very supportive.
About Abigail.
Yes, and they were trying to put two and two together, and he was putting two and two together
right.
with what Abigail said, and now with her disappearance, and then he's like, "No, that can't be it," and she's like, "Well, wait a minute. Remember what she did to me?" And, Abigail's like, and he's like, "Well, Abigail did.
Right.
Use your situation as an example. You're right." And so, and at one point, I think he thought Kate was going to leave, and she called Roman to let him know that she was going to be late. And she's like, "Yeah, because we're going to figure this out." Like, he looked like, "Wow, somebody's going to help. Like, somebody's on my team. Wow." It was kind of a sweet moment, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then knowing, I don't know, I guess the fact that we know what Abigail's fate is, and they're making it, well, of course, we have to think about it, people have come back from worse. I mean, her dad was pancaked in an elevator accident. He can't even watch them.
Right.
But at the same
she
time,
could always
I hate
out.
That they're, I hate that they're going to make it like this violent, I don't know. I just think that's kind of awful.
They're losing these legacy characters, Abigail and Hope, and now Sierra and Ben are leaving.
Like,
they're leaving?
Wow. That's
what I've been hearing.
That too.
I don't know how.
Well, then they've got this apartment. I hope he didn't sign a 1-year lease. No, I'm kidding. practical here for a minute. No.
How are they getting out
Bring
of that
some
lease,
reality.
Ron?
Bring some reality into this. No, I'm kidding. The real life thing.
It'll
but,
be the killing
I kept waiting for her. Yeah. I kept waiting for her to say, "Now, how are we going to afford this again?" Is she working at Titan now? She's making the big bucks.
Yeah, supposedly. She was working at Titan for Victor,
She
just doesn't have a boss.
He already has her working remotely when she has the baby. So, anyway, let's see. But as far as Kate goes, I thought those scenes were nice, but, the scenes with, she had the brief scenes with Roman as she said goodbye to him and then and then left the pub. But, but just not enough, Kate. I don't know. Was she on Thursday? Because so far, I think she was only on Monday this week, I think.
Yeah, I think those are the only two scenes that I remember. Like her.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think Roman was kind of taken aback that she was so concerned. Oh, this was kind of key. She was so concerned that EJ got like 10 years. And he's like looking at her he's a jerk, he's like kidnapped my daughter. He should go to jail forever kind of thing. And of course, she knows full well that
she knows the truth.
Yeah.
Right. She says, "Well, we were together." She did mention about their history being together.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Well, I was with him at one time."
Yeah, yucky, yeah.
Yep.
Didn't Roman know? Didn't he get it? No, that was John Black got it on the video or something. I don't know. Somebody did. Somebody was tracking him and got some of it on a video, I think. But anyway. So she covered that way, but really she's worried about Lucas. she's feeling bad that Lucas did it and this other guy is going to jail for him. Oh. But, I mean, when are people going to learn to get a better lawyer than Bell? I mean, Bell's like the Daniel, Bell's like the Daniel, what's his last name? Daniel, what's Daniel's last name? Dr. Dan?
Anyway, yeah.
Dr. Dan of, miracle working lawyers.
Yeah.
She's every specialty, corporate and criminal. I wouldn't, hire her with for anything. But anyway.
I saw some chemistry, between her and EJ. I don't know. I can see that. Getting with her sister's husband. So, why not? Give those two a try. So we had Xander proposing to Gwen. You see that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Just in time for Sarah to come back, the real Sarah. But
this is getting ridiculous. I mean, we have Xander and Gwen. Everybody knows they're not getting married. And I'm assuming she's going to be publicly humiliated at her wedding. And then we have Tripp and Allie, and I don't see those two getting married either. So it's hard for me to, I'm not even excited about either of these engagements. They seem to be dead on arrival.
Yep, DOA.
Wait.
Because we already know.
Gwen and Xander?
Yeah.
Wait, we know for sure they're not getting married?
No, I feel they are not getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if they have a couple.
Yeah, when the truth comes out, what she did.
I was thinking Zen would be a cool name.
Yeah.
It's pronounced.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody's already used that or not, but I was just thinking Xander and Gwen, Zen. Oh, who knows? But, we know she's keeping this gigantic secret from him, so of course it's either going to be they're halfway down the aisle and it's revealed or something, but that's a shame though, because I really like them together.
I love them together.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I love them together. Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah, I do like them together.
That sucks. I mean, Xander's been forgiven for a lot, so Gwen ought to be able to be too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Everybody's been redeemed on that show one way or another, most people.
Or trashed.
Yeah. Who thinks this whole thing with Chloe's parents are going to bring her and Brady closer together? Because she told him. He was there when it all came out.
I can see it now. Brady, I just had this thought. You like to sing and dance. You like music. I mean, when you think about it.
Well, yeah. Well, so did the other Brady. So did the other one that played Brady.
Eric Martsov in real life is a very talented musician, singer, and all that.
I'm
thinking to myself, here she is stereotyping men, like you said earlier, Marianne. You said, well, a lot of, straight men like those things. But, it's like, I wonder what was going through his head when he saw that script, I'm a pretty manly
like
man kind
too.
Of guy, but,
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know.
Oh, and I had seen Allison Sweeney's already back filming again, so Sammy's back, because there's a picture of her and Ari in the makeup room or something somebody posted recently. So she must be back. So she's going to be on down the line somewhere again. So she keeps popping in and out.
Yeah. They did an ad for, days coming up with her kissing both Lucas and EJ.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
After what's going to come up after the Olympics.
Yep.
Yeah. Anybody hear anything other? Any other spoilers, or who's anybody coming back, or you know of anything coming up?
Not that I know of. I want to know what Justin is.
Yeah.
I think he's. I think
just
he's
the
in a town
Bonnie,
called
yeah.
Port Charles doing
yeah.
some legal work.
Yeah. He had to go to Port Charles for a while.
Yeah, he had some good feelings with Jane Elliott. On General Hospital,
yeah,
him and Jane
yeah,
Elliott
yeah,
had
I'm
good
planning feelings. On watching. I'm going to be watching those, definitely.
Okay.
I've got it recorded. Yeah.
Every time I see them, I think of him and Angelica.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
It was Angelica.
Yeah. She's his mother on one and he slept with her on the other.
Or on the other. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Anybody have anything else we forgot that was going on? Any other scenes? No. So we have no football this weekend, right?
I know. It kind of hit me today that my season's
over. Oh, well, that
over.
Might be a sore subject. Yeah. I know.
What?
Poor Kansas City.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that was, you know, I was actually.
That was a hard.
Like,
if that would have been my
happened,
team, I would be like dying.
I was like,
yeah.
I can't believe that happened. And then I kind of had a delayed
yeah.
reaction because it hit me again today, and I was just like, I cannot believe that happened. Like, I don't know. I just. And then the other part of me is kind of, I mean, I used to hate the Bengals because we used to play. They were
yeah,
when I was
Bengals
Houston,
are our rival.
Oiler, they're a rival in the AFC, but I'm actually rooting for them. I actually am rooting for them because I think, you know, it's kind of a neat story. I mean, and they weren't jerks or anything. I mean, if they had been jerks, maybe I wouldn't be rooting for them. But, I mean.
It's been, 30 years since they've been.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of feel like, and, you know, they said, I mean, now I'm sure there were a fair amount of fights, too, and stuff, I'm no doubt, coming from Kansas City. But the local news was reporting afterwards, they were, like, watching fans file out, like, all in mourning, like, all sad and everything. But they said that they were showing how, like, a lot of the KC fans were congratulating the Bengals fans that were at the game and saying, you know, hey, we were there a few years ago. We had won a Super Bowl in 50 years. So we know, you know, we know a little bit about
mm-hmm.
like what it feels like, you know. So I thought that was nice. Now I'm sure I didn't see stories. I'm sure there were stories out there about people getting invites too. But you know, but I thought it was nice.
Well, that's everywhere though.
Reports
that's
I
anywhere.
Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I the reports that I saw
mm-hmm.
that there was actually some goodwill, you know, and all that. So that's kind of nice. But
mm-hmm.
so I guess what I'm saying is. Normally, they would be a nemesis, but in this situation, I'm actually going to root for them, even though I'm not even sure I can bear watching it right now, but it's a little hard.
Yeah, it's not the same when your team isn't in it. You know, it is the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know.
No, it's definitely not the same.
No.
That's
no.
for sure.
But at least one thing we can agree on, there's no Tom Brady in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, he's done.
Yay! Yeah.
Yeah.
When somebody has on Facebook, Mark safe from having to watch Tom Brady in another Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, and Ben's retiring too. There's a whole, it seems like.
Yeah. I know him too.
Big Ben.
He's done. Yeah.
And I was the tire getting hit.
What's that?
The tire getting hit.
Yeah. Well, you
Hard
know, that's
get, yeah.
what I was thinking, too. I was thinking, you know, like with Tom, I mean, even though.
Yeah, he's beat up.
And Ben. I mean, Tom is, you know, arguably still at the top of, you
he's
know, almost
good
top
shape.
Of his career. And he's in mm-hmm. great shape. But then I just thought, as with any of the players, no one's immune to having a career-ending injury or a brain. Like, I'm sure his life is like. look, every time you get over out there and you're shook around, getting shaken around and stuff, your brain's rattling around in your head, you know, like this is not something you want to mess with anymore if you don't have to. So, you know,
yes.
I mean, I think it was the right choice. I, you know, but it, you know, definitely changes the dynamics of the game to have Ben and Brady both out at the same time. But
right.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see what happens next.
Interesting who they get, who the Steelers pick. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I don't really, I don't know. I'm not really that big of a, I'm a fan of people being named to the Pro Bowl. I'm not really a big fan of the actual Pro Bowl because I'm thinking, what player is really going to stick their neck out for literally?
Yeah, they don't play as hard like they normally do.
And risk getting injured for a game that really doesn't matter in the end. And then it's just for the fans. But I would almost be more nervous. Like if Patrick Mahomes went and played, I'd be like, yeah, no, we want next season. Please don't do that. But so I don't know. I'm kind of mixed. I think it's nice that they do the voting and all, but I almost wish it would be, like, not
for a game,
but more.
Patrick Mahomes can come to Pittsburgh. That would be fine. I like
oh,
don't
ouch.
Dare say that, huh? Ooh.
Trash talk.
Click.
Yeah. No, he can come to Pittsburgh. All right.
Oh, I don't think. I think he's tied up for a few years anyway with his contract.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Plus, you know, the reason I know he's not going to leave KC for a while, he's just gotten Whataburger franchises set up here. You know, because he brought Whataburger from Texas.
Yeah.
And there are lines every time. Two of them opened up near me. And, I've been wanting to get my mom a Whataburger. I mean, I used to eat them in Houston and stuff, but, like, I don't eat burgers anymore and stuff. I don't eat bread or anything. But I would go get her one, but the lines are so darn long. And I was telling a friend of mine that lives down in Houston, like, she's like, girl, the lines are long here too. They're long no matter. I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, since he has brought Whataburger up here, he's not going to leave that in the dust. I mean, if there's any other consideration, maybe, but the Whataburger thing, he's not going to leave that. I tell myself. Anyway. Well, ladies.
Okay.
I think that's it.
I don't have anything else unless anybody can think of anything. Yeah.
Carrie, you got anything?
No.
Carrie.
I just hope it goes better when it comes back from hiatus.
Comes back.
Me too.
Oh, gosh. I know.
Got what 2 weeks?
Ugh.
I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well,
all right.
Have a good rest of the weekend,
all right.
Everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.